You know, as long as the church has existed, there have always been problems. There have always been major problems like scandals and division. There have been minor problems like interpersonal conflicts and personal issues. There have been theological issues, spiritual issues, and so on. There have always been problems in the church. And one common spiritual problem that has been in the church from the beginning, and I would argue continue to this day and will continue on until the day our Lord returns, is that we don't let the scriptures move us. We don't let the word of God influence our lives. We don't let this powerful word spoken by our Lord get into our heart and move us, put us to action. And we can see this at Mass. You know, we get in such a habit, a routine at Mass. So we come here and we have the opening prayer and then we sit down and we have the readings. First reading, responsorial psalm, second reading, gospel. The priest blathers on and on and on and on and on and so on. You know, we get into that routine. We get into those patterns. And we don't really allow that word of God that we hear proclaimed from this pulpit to enter into our hearts, to take hold of us, to take root. And you know, if we did that, if we allowed the word of God to enter into us, when we are listening to these passages today, there's a couple of them that should have hit us. They should have right into our hearts. In the first reading, it says, "Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." Whoa, wait a second. I got to be holy? And then in the gospel, "So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." Now, wait a second. I got to be perfect too? That should put us back on our heels. That should cause us, you know, to pause in our steps and go, wait a second. What does this mean? What does this mean for me? And we should be looking at ourselves when we hear these words and saying, am I living up to this? Am I being holy because the Lord our God is holy? Am I being perfect because our Heavenly Father is perfect? That should stop us for a second. You know, and of course, the obvious question is, well, what does it mean to be holy? What does it mean to be perfect? So, of course, let's take a look at that. What does it mean to be holy? What does this word holy mean? It must be important because even St. Paul uses it to say, for the temple of God which you are is holy. And of course, we are the temple of God because we have received the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells within us from the moment of our baptisms, and we receive that Holy Spirit again at confirmation. So we are the temple of God. And as the temple of God, we are called to be holy. Now, a common definition you will hear for holiness is set aside for God. I think that's kind of a weak definition. I don't think that really gets to the strength of what holiness means. I think a better definition is holiness is not of this earth. Our focus is not on this earth, but is focused on heaven. Something that is holy is focused on heaven, not here on earth. As an example, at the Mass over in Lodgepole, I was asked to bless some holy water. Plain water that became holy water through the blessing. Now that water is no longer the same as just the plain old water that comes out of the taps or that we have out in the stream. It's water that is focused on heaven. It's water that God uses to bring his blessing upon us, to bring his power to us that we can use to receive that grace from God. For us who are holy, we also need to be not of the earth, but focused on God. That holiness is a total dedication to God. It's totally dedicating ourselves to God in his service. And it comes first and foremost from a recognition that all that we have comes from God. That it is a gift given to us by God. St. Paul says something like this. So let no one boast about human beings, for everything belongs to you, all belong to you, and you to Christ, and Christ to God. Think about that. St. Paul says that all, the whole world, everything belongs to you. But you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. The whole world which is ours, which belongs to us, is a gift from God. And because of that, we belong to Him. And because we recognize that it is all a gift from Him, we desire to give it back. If we are to be truly holy in our life, we desire to give this gift of our very lives back to God, to seek Him above all things, and to seek to do His will over our own. That is what it means to be holy. But that's not all. That's not all that is involved with being holy. It's not just doing the good things. It's also avoiding the bad things. Avoiding those things that keep us from God. Because there are things in this world that can keep us from following God as we should. Keep us from giving our lives over to God as we should. We call that sin. Sin is those behaviors that we do that turn us away from God. And sin is dangerous because it keeps us from God. It puts a barrier between us and God. But there's also selfishness, that we can be turned inward, focused on ourselves. And again, this is dangerous because it keeps us from loving our neighbor as Jesus commanded us to do in the gospel, especially in our gospel today. Okay, so that's holiness. So what does it mean to be perfect? What does it look like to be perfect? And you might say, you know what? I can't be perfect. No one's perfect. There are some who think they are, but no one's perfect. We all make mistakes. We all fall into error. And it's true. On our own, we can't do it. Jesus Himself says, later on in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. On our own, we cannot be perfect, but by God's grace, by God's help, we can be perfect. And so we ask Him to send His grace to help us be perfect. But what does Jesus mean by this, be perfect, as your Heavenly Father is perfect? Well, we have to look at the context. We have to look at where in His ministry, where in His life did this occur? And He said these words as part of the Sermon on the Mount, this long chapter in the Gospel of Matthew that we've been reading from the last few weeks, of all these different encouragements and teachings that our Lord gave. You know, started with the Beatitudes, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the meek, so on and so on. Moved on to this, that we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. He then encouraged us to love or to live the commandments more fully. And then finally in our gospel, teaching us to love our neighbor as we are truly called to do. What He means by being perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect is to have that perfect love and mercy that comes from God. God's love and mercy is perfect. There's no withholding of it. There's no limiting of it. It's perfect. And we are called to share that love and mercy with those around us, to share with our neighbor. This is part of the call to holiness. This goes back again to being holy, because I, the Lord, am God, am holy. If we are to be perfect, we must seek holiness. It's a must. So how do we live that? How do we live perfection? How do we live holiness? Well, of course, we can just narrow it down to how do we live holiness? How do we be holy? How do we seek holiness? Because as I just said, if we are to be perfect, we must seek holiness. So how do we do that? Well, the first thing we need to do is recognize that living a life of holiness is very different than what we see around us. It's very different than what the vast majority of people do, because the vast majority of people do not seek holiness. We don't. Instead, we live with the blinders on. We're focused on the things of the world. We don't see anything around us, anything outside of us. We're focused down. We're focused on our stuff. We're focused on the world that we live in. And God, if we even think about God, which Admittedly, a lot of people in our world today don't. He's an afterthought as best. Yeah, God's out there. I know he's there. I believe in him. I believe in the Creator. Yeah, he's out there. And that's as far as it goes. And if you want proof of that, look at the surveys that show that how many young people are nuns. Now, I don't mean as in our good religious sisters here. I mean nuns as in N-O-N-E-S. No faith. They don't believe in anything. And a lot of them, at least what you see online from them, it's because they don't think about God. They don't think about a faith. It's all focused on the here and now. That's how most people act. And to be holy is to act very different from that. It's to put our focus there, to our Lord, to the future, to heaven, instead of the here and now. If we are to seek holiness, we need to change. It will require change, and it may be very painful, difficult change. That's a sad part of holiness, is because we are not living that holiness, we need to change so that we are living that holiness. We need to change so that we are seeking to serve His will, not ours. Change from an inward-facing, self-centered focus, you know, focusing on ourselves, looking at what we want, we desire, to an outward-facing, self-giving focus. Being able to give of ourselves. If we are to seek holiness, we also need to change that we will spend time with our Lord. We'll spend time with God. If we truly desire holiness, we will desire to be with Him. You know, if God is an afterthought, if He's something we really don't think about, guess what? We don't pray. We don't see the need for it. He's out there. I don't need to worry about it. But if we truly desire to give our lives over to Him and live a life of holiness, we desire to be with Him, to be in His presence, and to converse with Him. That should be our desire if we are to be holy, is to be with Him. And then from that flows the desire to love our neighbor however we can. However we might be able to reach out to our neighbor, whomever they might be, and love them. To give ourselves in whatever we can to reach out to those around us. And notice our Lord in the gospel today doesn't just say, love your friends, love your family, love those you like, love those you get along with. No. He goes much deeper than that. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Love everyone is what Jesus is saying. Doesn't matter who they are. Doesn't matter what they've done to you, whether good or bad. Love them. That's what holiness is about. It's love and mercy of God. Now, I would encourage you to seek holiness, to reflect on this Sermon on the Mount, this chapter in Matthew, Matthew chapter 5. I would encourage you to go and look that up and to reflect on it, because that shows what holiness is about. And then as you reflect on those scriptures, let them impact you. Let them move you. Let them get into your heart and into your soul and change you so that you can be holy, so that you can follow our Lord's words to be perfect, just as your Heavenly Father is perfect.